The Rural News of Maya Barry, who's joining us from Tairawhiti this morning. An independent review is planned, Maya, good morning, into land management practices.
Morena, Kim. Yeah, that's right. And this comes after Cyclone Hail tore through the region about a month ago. I was out on farms yesterday and can tell you there's still a huge cleanup job ahead on some properties. Of course, there has been a lot of coverage on the impact of debris from forestry blocks, which did come down from hillsides during the January storm. It's now strewn through fences and across paddocks and is also blocking waterways. And Tim Jefford, who farms on the outskirts of Tolaga Bay, is amongst those impacted.
We're just on the edge of our farm and there's a big wall of wood that would probably be almost the size of a rugby field. Forestry slash debris blocking up waterways and taking out fences and whatnot. You don't even know where you'd start in terms of cleaning it up or even machines getting into certain areas to access it.
And Federated Farmers Gisborne President Toby Williams, I visited him yesterday as well. He says some farmers have clean-up jobs that will last months, if not years.
The clean-up's only just starting. There's tens of thousands of tons of woody debris and thousands of hectares damaged from this. So the clean-up is going to be really long-winded. And remembering, we only had a big storm in March that caused just as much damage, so some of it still hasn't been repaired for March. And, you know, we've hit again. So the guys who have repaired it, it's all smashed apart again.
And earlier this week, the Forestry Minister, as well as some other MPs, did meet with iwi, farming, local council and forestry representatives in the district. During that meeting, plans for an independent review into management practices on erosion-prone land in Tairawhiti, that plan was outlined. We're still waiting on the nitty-gritty detail of that review, but Tim Jefford says the work is really welcome. He says that farmers certainly aren't saying they don't want forestry in the area, but that changes to practices, they do have to be made, so the community isn't picking up the pieces every time there is a big storm. The forestry industry, it is also welcoming that review. I did speak with the Forest Owners Association's Chief Executive, David Rhodes. He said the industry could have done better and changes are already being made. But he also added that these widely circulated images of the forestry debris in the aftermath of Cyclone Hail, he thought they had tarnished the industry's image and said that they did have to accept that.
Crikey, that image has been tarnished for a wee while now. It's not a surprise, is it? Meanwhile, there's expected to be more hands on deck for the cleanup in the coming weeks, yeah?
So soon 20 workers from the Enhanced Task Force Green Program, they will be arriving to help and they're expected to stay working in the area for several months. A bit of information about this task force, it's coordinated by the Ministry for Social Development and what it does is it offers job seekers paid work doing things like clearing silt, fixing fences and moving some of this debris. And MSD's Regional Commissioner, Karen Bartlett, she says $500,000 it has been committed to this work in Tairawhiti. And she says the program's a bit of a win-win for all involved.
Getting a job, getting paid, developing some skills, developing connections both with their community and with employers. It's kind of a silver lining for what isn't a great situation. So that, you know, that is one of the definite pluses of Enhanced Task Force Green, apart from the fact that farmers and other people in the community can get that work done, which can be pretty difficult and soul-destroying as well, I think, especially when there is a repeat event.
And those involved in this task force, they're going to be receiving some training next week, and then it's boots on the ground getting stuck into the clean-up from Monday the 13th onwards. And that wraps up the Rural News for this morning.